Boxes Radio 2.
On 433 and 330 meters and stereo VHF.
Hello there and good evening. This is Jimmy Young and I hope you're having a really lovely Christmas day. Now, I'll be with you for the next hour. I'll be singing some songs for you, as indeed so will my guest, the Mike Sam Singers. We'll be accompanied by the BBC Radio Orchestra, conducted by Neil Richardson. They'll also be featured themselves, of course. And we all hope that you will enjoy with us some traditional fare at what is, after all, the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kid jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That's a rousing starter, isn't it? That's actually, it's one of the more recent arrivals on the Christmas song scene. It was written especially for Andy Williams as recently as 1964 by a gentleman called Mr. Weil and also by a friend of mine, Eddie Pola. Now, much older is the song that you're just about to hear. It is, in fact, traditional, and it's also really, really beautiful. The BBC Radio Orchestra play, Unto Us Is Born a Son.
Thank you.
Lovely. Of course, the ambition of most songwriters is to write a successful Christmas song, because if you can do that, well, every time Christmas rolls around, up comes your song yet again. But the fact is, they've traditionally proved very difficult to write. You need that, little spark of, if you like, inspiration. Mel Torme, in fact, found his in the Christmas of 1956. He looked out of his apartment window in New York. He saw a chestnut seller on the street corner warming his hands, and promptly sat down and wrote the line.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Anyways, Merry Christmas to you. It's been said many times, many ways, but Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Yes, that was written by Mel Torme. It's called The Christmas Song. Now, Harry Simeon may not be a name immediately familiar to you, but the fact is he's an extremely talented American conductor and composer, and he's also the co-writer of the song you're just about to hear. It was indeed an enormous success for him in America in the Christmas of 1958, and that's a success which was repeated in this country by the Beverly Sisters. Now, as I said at the beginning, you may well not have heard of Harry Simeon, but I have no doubt that you will very fondly remember the Little Drummer Boy.
Rum, bum, rum, bum, bum, rum, bum, rum, bum, bum, rum, bum, rum, bum, bum, rum, bum, bum, rum,
bum, bum, rum, bum, bum,
rum, bum, rum, bum, bum, rum,
bum, bum, rum,
rum, bum, bum. Rum, bum, bum, rum.
To baby father came,
rum, bum, bum, rum, bum, bum.
bum, bum, bum.
Really good. The Mike Sam Singers, the BBC Radio Orchestra, conducted by Neil Richardson, and the Little Drummer Boy. Now, in addition to Mike and Neil and the orchestra, I've got a few records in the programme this evening, and I have to say, the first one's very much a personal favourite of mine. It's not widely played, and indeed, I must declare my interest and say that I think it is absolutely charming, and I hope you will too. It's a young Irish singer and songwriter, Sean Phillips, in fact, who sings a Christmas song.
It came in the way that good things come, with the light shining in his eyes. And most people thought it was another little babe that wrinkled up his face and cried. And then one wise man, two wise men, three wise men come from afar. And the many colored men knew this was a special child, and that's why they followed that star. From east and west, and he found himself in 40 day and 40 night. He gave a lot of love to everyone he met, and he told them that the way was right. And then the people drew near, said they want to hear what's all this talking about. And everybody loved that man so much that they wanted to laugh and shout. A bunch of people said he had the wrong idea, so they told him to forget that thought. So a secretive society came about, and they were looking for the love they sought. And then the people in power said, we gave you an order, go back and be a carpenter. Put the shining in his face, told him he was right, so they put him on a cross right there. Look at your life in the right direction, and be sure to look inside your head. that when you get around your Christmas tree, be sure to give all you can. 'Cause the more you're gonna give, the more you're gonna get to be a woman or a gentleman. And now Christmas and Easter ain't the only time that we should be that way. I love all the people and I have your name and I'll eat and every single day. And when you do that, you feel where it's at, you feel what I'm talking around. And then the whole wide world is gonna live in peace and everybody gonna be found. Well, everybody go.
That's the BBC Radio Orchestra with another lovely traditional Christmas song, Ding Dong Merrily on High. I suppose, if you think about it, Christmas is very largely about that overworked word images, pictures, if you like, of how we'd like the festive season to be. The turkey, of course, the Christmas pud, families together, and snowy white snow. I mean, the fact that we seldom have snowy white snow is another matter entirely. We can always imagine that we do, with the help of songs like Bud De Silva's Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells the lane, snows are glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, and here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In a meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? And we'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in. Pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? And we'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in winter wonderland.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. Days are joyful, there's always something new, but every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. The logs on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. wish I were with you.
The very popular and very tuneful Carpenters with their Merry Christmas, Darling. Because one of the inhibiting things about writing Christmas songs is there's a limited amount of situations into which you can put your characters. I mean, once you've opened the presents and carved the turkey and eaten the pud, you rather begin to run out of things to do. Unless, as Leroy Anderson thought back in 1950, and indeed as the Mike Sam singers advocate right now, you go for a sleigh ride.
Giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're riding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take a road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Father Gray. It'll be the perfect ending to a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. Be feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll always be like a picture frame among our souvenirs. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through the years. Just hear those sleigh bells tinkling, ring-ting-tingling too. Charm on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
That's nice. That one goes back a long way. Prokofiev, in fact, it was originally called Troika, eventually became known as Midnight Sleigh Ride. It was played there by Neil Richardson and the BBC Radio Orchestra. Little while ago in the programme, I was saying that the ambition of most songwriters is to write a successful Christmas song. Well, I think you could take that that argument one stage further, in fact, and say that most songwriters would have settled for writing just one Christmas song, as long as it happened to be this one. Yeah, well, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without that one, would it? It's a huge success, of course, for Irving Berlin, who wrote it, and Bing Crosby. Oddly enough, it wasn't written for the 1954 film called White Christmas. It was originally written for a 1942 film called Holiday Inn, which starred Fred Astaire and Bing Crosby. But that, of course, is all incidental. Song won an Oscar in 1942 and is now so closely associated with Christmas that, well, it's almost impossible to think of Christmas without it. Entirely different, but very, very lovely, is this.
Yo soy un sueño, alaba, 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 I'm pushing for November.
I quit that signor.
Mi niña está viviendo.
Along el signor.
Oh, my chico, the teacher's from
Alabama.
Los alientos amigos.
La luna clara.
Alabama.
José María.
Con novios escondido.
Nadie sabía.
That's lovely, isn't it? It's called La Peregrinación. It's in fact part of a choral mass written in Spanish, which tells the story of Christmas. And that particular movement describes the journey to Bethlehem by Joseph and Mary, sung there by the Mike Sams Singers. Now, one of the magic names in the music business was Judy Garland. And back in 1944, in a film called Meet Me in St. Louis, she introduced a song which I'd like to sing for you now. It's again, I have to confess, one of my own personal Christmas favourites, and it's called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. So, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, those happy golden days of yore, faithful friends who were dear to us, they'll be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. But until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Once again, as in olden days, those happy golden days of yore. Faithful they'll be near to us once more. Someday soon, we will all be together, if the fates allow. But until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. A merry little Christmas now.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas, which, of course, is exactly what all of us here hope that you are having. And when I say all of us, in case you just joined us, I ought perhaps just to say that I'm Jimmy Young. I'm singing some Christmas songs for you. Also with me, the BBC Radio Orchestra. They're conducted by Neil Richardson, also the Mike Sam Singers. And they're just about, on your behalf, to ring Christmas bells. That's the Mike Sam Singers there, ringing Christmas bells. Now, a song which certainly rang the popularity bell very loudly indeed back in the mid-1950s for singers Nina and Frederick is the one which you're just about to hear. Once again, it takes us back to the traditional scene. It takes us, in fact, back to Joseph and Mary and, of course, to the little donkey. That's the Little Donkey play there by the BBC Radio Orchestra, conducted by Neil Richardson. I'm very much afraid that we're very nearly out of time. Indeed, we've got time left for only one more song. So I'm going to ask Neil and the orchestra and the Mike Sam singers to join me in, well, what I always think of as one of the most traditional of all Christmas songs. I'd like to sing, and I hope you'll enjoy, Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender.
That's about it, I'm afraid. I really enjoyed singing for you again after what's been quite a long time. It's been the best part of 8 years, if the truth were known, and I hope you've enjoyed the programme as well. I can't, of course, know where you are at this precise moment, but wherever you are, Mike Sams and the singers, Neil Richardson and the BBC Radio Orchestra join me in hoping that you're having a really happy, really enjoyable, really peaceful Christmas. Thank you very much for being with us. Have a happy Christmas and New Year. Take care of yourselves. And on behalf of all of us here, Jimmy Young saying bye for now.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Jim. You've been listening to Jimmy Young singing for Christmas with his guests, the Mike Sam Singers, and Neil Richardson conducting the BBC Radio Orchestra. The producers were Anne Mann and Harry Walters.